Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Quick bounce back for Rick Staratella, my buddy. I'm fired up. You know, it's draft week, and I try to get Rick Staratella at Rick Staratella on X, Twitter, one of the best in the business, been doing it a very long time, NFL draft Bible for years, and now he's an advanced scout himself for the 14-time Great Cup champion Edmonton Elks. Used to be the Eskimos. They'll always be the Eskimos to me, but 14-time champions. We're talking about one championship here in Philadelphia. We're still trying to find number two, Rick. I kind of went down. By the way, is that an Alliance of American Football hat?
You know, it's not. It's an All Access Football.
Oh, all right. It's
almost like a copyright infringement.
Yeah, that you bring it up. I love it because I always love Rick Saratella's swag. Right? Yeah, I thought Charlie Ebersole gave you one of the. No, he wasn't the AA. Yes, he was the AA.
Charlie. Yeah, I don't think they have the money to sue me right now.
No, I do not. Charlie, yeah, he was running up some bills, but that's another discussion for another time. You probably heard in the green room, I was just running down Howie's record, sort of Howie 2.0, I like to say, since he came back from exile. It's pretty good record, Rick, overall. I think people get caught up in misses. Everybody misses in this, right? Is there anybody? You know, people say Jalen Reagor. Everybody's got misses. But overall, I think that record's pretty solid. Your thoughts from doing this as long as you have?
Yeah, to me, you know, it's kind of been like a batting average. If you can bat 300, I think you're doing very good when it comes to draft picks. If you can get four out of 10 or 5 out of 10, now you're
that's Hall of Fame level, baby.
Yeah. If you look, on average, every team gets 7 draft picks. I mean, you usually get hopefully one contributor out of the first 3 picks. I mean, if you look at the first round bust rate is like almost 40%. So you're hoping you get one guy that pans out on the first 2 days and one guy that pans out on the back end and maybe a guy that surprises. But really, traditionally, you get, you know, maybe 2 or 3 guys max from each draft class that are going to contribute. Now, if you remember when the Giants had that magical run, Ahmad Bradshaw in the 7th round and they had a remarkable draft that year. Every single player, I think Diasi was the rookie that year. Every single player they drafted contributed to that Super Bowl team. So you do get a fluke class like that every now and then. But you look at what Howie Roseman has done. He surrounded himself with some good front office people like Dave Caldwell, former GM, is there hanging out, and some guys that he's had there in the past. some guys he has not been able to retain. And I think they're going to hurt a little bit more, like we saw last year with the coaching continuity there. I think Sirianni's a little bit on the hot seat, but we can get into whatever topic you want over here.
Yeah, he is on the hot seat. I love people that pretend he isn't on the hot seat. I mean, come on. Everybody around the league sees it, and you're trying to sell that he's not a lame duck coach. If he doesn't have success this year, Rick, he's gone. Is there any way, other way to look at it? And the expectations are huge.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if you had time. It was a lengthy article about Bill Belichick on ESPN.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a tremendous job by this.
Yeah, I thought it was very telling, though. Like, the Eagles kicked the tires on Billy Belichick, and I think they wanted to do their due diligence there. And I think, you know, maybe, you know, you're seeing that Jonathan Gannon and Shane Steichen with the success of the Eagles than people realize.
Yeah. Jonathan Gannon, still enemy number one here in Philadelphia for far too many people. That's amazing. I mean, that guy put together one heck of a defense, and the Eagles fell off a cliff. So maybe people should look in the mirror and say, hey, maybe he's not that bad after all. But, yeah, let's get into the draft and the fact that, and number one, I'd like to ask everybody, and Mark Dominic was on conference call last week, got to talk to him, and he put the number of legitimate first-round picks, legitimate. I know our buddy Jody Mack hates when I say this because there's 32 first-round picks, but there's never really 32 first-round picks from a talent standpoint. Mark put the number 23, and that was higher than I've gotten from most people. I want Rick Saratella's number where there's a little bit of a drop-off from maybe first, the second round.
Well, you know, I'm going to be on the opposite end of the spectrum here. You know, typically when people ask me this question, I think of players who, no matter what year, would be first round automatic draft picks, right? So to me, there's maybe 8 to 10. I'm not as high on the quarterbacks as everybody else. I think there's one franchise signal caller. His name is Caleb Williams. So the other 4 or 5 wouldn't be in that mix for me. You know, I think that there's no blue chips at running back. Wide receiver, there's 3. Tight end, there's 1. Offensive line, there's really 2 for me. And then on defense, you know, there's really like 3 or 4 guys that would be a first round pick in any given year. So put me at about 12.
Ooh, I like harsh graders. I like hard graders.
That's just real. That's real talk.
Well, yeah. And you got to be an optimistic realist. That's what N'Kobe Dean said last week. So,
yeah.
I'm with you on the fact that blue chippers are. And by the way, defensively, Rick, this is not a good draft for blue chippers defensively.
It's unbelievable. Like, you know, you try to find a home inside the top 10 for a defensive guy to come off the board. Yeah. 8, I guess, is where Atlanta's standing out there. Is there a defensive guy worthy enough in the draft where someone's going to really trade up and go get somebody? I think the problem is, like, you've got 3 edge rushers that are really evenly matched. I think Dallas Turner is more of a stand-up 34 guy. I think Jared Verse is a more Philadelphia 4-3 hand-in-the-dirt kind of guy that would fit well. And then you have Latu, who's probably – better than both of them, but at one point was medically retired with a neck injury, which is scary stuff. And he couldn't get cleared over there at Washington. So, you know, we don't have access to that medical. And I think that, you know, you're going to see possibly the top 10 picks all be offense.
Well, that's where I wanted to go, Latu, because that's where I'm kind of leaning for the Eagles from the perspective of the, because I think they're going to do what they always do. And that's that, identify 3-4 players and make that targeted trade up when the last one is there. If somebody falls a little bit, in the case of Latu, I'm with you. Nobody knows. I wish I was a fly on the wall of Arshtanota's offense. If he's going to get cleared, if he gets cleared, I think that's an Eagles pick. I think that's the guy. Now, if they clear him, somebody else might clear him. And I think he's the best defensive player in the draft if he's healthy. Would you agree with that?
I think he's in the mix. You're not the only one to share that sentiment. I know my good friend Brian Baldinger says the same thing. I'll tell you what bothers me a little bit about Latu was down in the Senior Bowl. I don't know. I thought he struggled against some of the bigger guys. I know he's fast and agile and he has some bend, but I saw him get pushed around a little bit. And that was a little bit troublesome for me. I think Jared Verse is the best edge rusher, personally. I think it's very close. I think Verse is a candidate, too, for the Eagles to be there on the board. And I do agree that Howie Roseman traditionally likes to build from the inside out. So I think one of these edge rushers, you know, the Eagles, too, I think they're in a good spot that they don't necessarily have to go and give up draft equity because of the way this board falls. Like, to me, I think 12 to 15, you know, how many people are really worth, outside of the quarterbacks, how many players are really worth trading up for? That's how you define blue chip players. So when you get to that 12 to 32 range, those boards are wishy-washy no matter who you ask. So there's going to probably be a guy like on the board in the top 15 for the Eagles that's kind of hanging out when they roll around. What are they at? 22
to start. Well, that's kind of my thought process on contender versus non-contender, volume versus I don't care about volume. To me, if you're a contender, you shouldn't be worried about volume. You should be trying to find a player that can be a difference maker for you. Whereas if you're a three-win team, I want a bunch of picks. I want to be the analytics guy. I want 13 picks and populate the roster. I think the Eagles obviously are more in the former category. They need to find a difference maker. So for corner, for instance, I focused on Terrion Arnold as a guy who would be probably the best fit for a Vic Fangio scheme, in my opinion. There's some other good corners, and it seems to be a favorite flavor type thing, whether it's Cooper, DeJean, Nate Wiggins. I don't know how high you are on Rackestraw. Who am I missing? Kool-Aid McKinstry, but there's some medical concerns with him. Are they all that even, or does somebody stand out to you?
Oh, I mean, I think Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah,
I think in terms of just the size, athleticism, physicality, I don't think there's any question. He's the top cornerback in this year's draft. I think it's really a clear cut to me. I think Quinyon Mitchell will be the first corner. Terrion Arnold, I think, will be number two. You know, Mitchell can really get in your face and play that press man physical coverage. You know, Arnold, I think, has the flexibility there to play man or zone. And I have Cooper DeJean number three on my board. And I heard Krause say that could be an Eagles selection. You know, you talk about being able to pick up the defensive scheme and learn that, like Cooper DeJean at Iowa, very well coached. And I'll give you a first round dark horse. Maybe he's hanging out for the Eagles in round two. He might sneak into round one, but Rutgers has always been a product of well-coached cornerbacks under Greg Schiano. Max Melton is a guy.
Yeah,
people are projecting like him as a slot, but he's played like 90% of his snaps have come on the boundary. So, like, you talk about we've talked about Avante Maddox always being the durability concerns. Like, Melton's a guy with that inside-outside flexibility, also very smart, can pick up the playbook. And I'll tell you what, man, I mean, his numbers are also right there with all these guys. So,
well, now that you're with the Eskimos and doing stuff, and it's sort of an interesting – you know, job, to be honest, personnel, because you know, different teams have different philosophies and different schemes, and they're looking for different traits and different types of players. And the good teams are the ones that are able to mesh the personnel with the coaching and all that kind of stuff. So I bring up Vic Fangio, and that's probably why I've sort of skipped over Quinyon Mitchell. Not that I think he's a great player, but as you mentioned, to me, he's a press corner. All right, what is that going to do for me? Jalen Ramsey's one of the best press corners, maybe the best press corner of the generation. Vic didn't use him like that, and he's pissed off to the point he didn't use him like that because he wants to play press coverage. Plays cover six, quarters, cover eight, everything but press. So to me, he's not a fit for the Eagles. So if I said we're going to be zone heavy, we're going to be zone 75% of the time, which, go find me the best of the bunch in that philosophy, who was it for you at that point?
Well, you know, I think Arnold might be a better fit, but I still think Mitchell's the better talent and might be able to adapt and adjust. That's what the great game of football is all about. I just think that, you know, this guy, I don't know. I saw some reminiscence of the kid with the Jets there coming out of Cincinnati.
Sauce Gardner. Yeah,
I did, man. I saw that down at the Senior Bowl. I saw flashes of that. So to me, I think when you start drafting for need over talent, that's where you kind of screw yourself and can misplay the board. I think Mitchell can do it. I think he's a rare talent and a guy that I would try to make it work, or, you know, again, maybe just adapt and adjust or tweak some things. Now, Cooper DeJean, he might be better than both of those guys in terms of fit, because he can line up. See, like, people question his hips. I don't question his hips at all. I think he has.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Very adequate, above average hips. He can play the slot. He can play safety if you need. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson wasn't always the most durable guy. They've had some issues there at safety. So, like, Cooper DeJean is that chess piece for you. So, I mean, you could state a case for all three of those guys, right? And you could also say, like, hey, there's going to be you mentioned Rakestraw, like Melton. I saw somebody say Melton's too small. Well, he's the same size, if not bigger, than Terrion Arnold and Rakestraw. So are you saying those guys can't play on the boundary either? You know, check it out. Kamari Lassiter, you know, Max Melton's a bigger guy. So, you know, I don't think people realize that. And I think Sainer still, if you want a slot guy on day two, that guy's pretty good. TJ Tampa, Iowa State, you know, didn't run the best 40. So maybe he's hanging out on day two. Like, cornerback, there's some depth there, right, where you can wait till day two. I think if you want, like, a edge rusher,
you better act early. Yeah.
You've got to pull the trigger early. Yeah. Edge rusher, you know, quarterbacks and getting after the quarterback, those guys are going to get moved up. And I will say, like, I don't think the Eagles – like, I like Troy Fontenot out of Washington. I don't think the Eagles will do that. I think they're okay right now on offensive line. But, like, offensive tackles, you could see just, like, 6 to 8 alone.
Oh, they're loaded. Well, that's why I've been – and I'm still hyper-focused on the offensive line. Bottom line is that's what the Eagles do. They draft offensive linemen. But if they're going that direction, Rick, they'd like to have somebody who could start at right guard day one and then kick out for Lane Johnson whenever Lane decides to retire.
That's Fontenot all day.
And that's Fontenot, but I don't think he's going to be there. So I think number two is Latham. Agree or disagree? And how high would you have to go to get a J.C. Latham?
You know, I think I actually don't have Latham as high. I think he's strictly a right tackle. So
that's good. That's what they want. Can he play right guard? Can he play right guard?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose he could. Yeah, he could. He's 6'6", 340. So he could be that guard and then kick out, you know, once Lane hangs up. I think it's going to be Alt one. And again,
by the way, how clean is Joe Alt? My God, that guy. I mean, he's the safest pick in the draft. I always pick the safest pick in the draft. He's my safest pick in the draft.
I tell you, again, you want my comparison for? I mean, he's got the Joe Thomas comparison. Like, he's gonna be.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
you hate to compare him to a gold jacket, but I mean, this guy's gonna be hanging out for a decade in the league, blindside protector. You know, Fashanu from Penn State, it was unfortunate he tweaked his hammy at the combine. I was at his pro day. He wasn't able to do any testing. He did go through positional, so that, you know, maybe he slides a little bit. But people like Fuega from Oregon State, you know, he's an emotional guy, man. You know, he gets penalized a lot. False starts, you know.
That'll go over well.
Funny business after the whistle, you know. Fuega, you gotta watch, man. You gotta harness in some of those emotions. Fashanu's a cleaner player, in my opinion. And then I think it's, you know, probably Latham, Fontenot are kind of bunched in there. Marius Mims is the prototypical mold, right? If you talk about size, athleticism, but lacks experience, a little bit raw, had that blood spinning procedure done. Only 8 games started. And then the guy that I don't – I'll give you one guy I'm lower on and one guy I'm higher on. Like Tyler Guyton of Oklahoma, I mean, I'm putting him on a second-round grade, and I feel that's a little generous. I just don't think this guy – I don't think he's a starter in the National Football League. I think he's a little bit awkward with the footwork and the body balance and doesn't get low enough for me. And then Jordan Morgan out of Arizona, like this guy gets downgraded because – it's 32 7/8 inches, 32 7/8 inches, right? That one quarter, that 1/8 of an inch would put him at 33. Jordan Morgan from Arizona is probably going to outplay half of the offensive tackles.
Yeah, he's a good player. Yeah, yeah. Jordan Martin. I think he might be a first rounder as well. No question. You know, I go back to Tyler Steen with the Eagles last year, and people projected him. You know, he played left tackle at Vandy, right tackle at Vandy. Then he played left tackle at Alabama, and everybody projected him inside because he's got smaller arms. And then the Eagles get him, and they're like, oh, he's more comfortable with tackle. And now it's like, he might start a right guard. He's going to compete, but if they can't get anybody else. But I think they're finding out pretty quickly, you know, he's a pretty good tackle, and maybe he's not that great of a guard. But that arm length, I don't know. Sometimes I think they get too hyper-focused on that, right?
I agree. I'll give you another one. Dominic Puny out of Kansas, right? 33 3/8-inch arms. But this guy, I mean, he was a stonewall at Mobile against the best of the best. A lot of people projecting him as a guard. Dominic Puny out of Kansas, I think he's a starting tackle. You know, guy Christian Jones out of Texas, he's an interesting guy. 4-year starter, very solid size, length. And then, you know, day two, mid rounds, there's like Walter Rouse out of Oklahoma, started, feels like for 5 years between Stanford and Oklahoma, Roger Rosengarten out of Washington.
Yeah. The Eagles brought him in. For
yeah. So,
30.
So I'm down on the field at Senior Bowl. And I see this, man, this quick moving tackle, Rosengarten, talk about a right tackle, man.
Where do you think he's going? I think he's day two though.
Right. Yeah, he's probably – I think he's probably in that early round three mix because, you know, he's a little bit raw. He's a little bit wild. He's like a wild horse, you know. he's a little out of control at sometimes, but he's good. He's athletic. He can get to the second level. So I think, you know, I think he's a guy that probably takes a half a season to a season to get caught up to the NFL speed of things, but he's going to be all right. But again, like if you want to plug and play tackle, you've really got to, I think, pounce in round one, because coming back in round two, these guys are just going to be gone.
Yeah. Day three, I think here in Philadelphia, a lot of people have forgotten about running back because Saquon Barkley's here, and rightfully so as a starter. But the Eagles have no depth. Kenny Gainwell's coming on his last year of his rookie deal. They got a couple futures guys. Ty Davis Price, who was a third-round pick a couple years ago. Lou Nichols led the nation in rushing, but these are not big-time prospects, obviously.
Yeah.
I need a day three running back starting in the fifth round. I need Rick Saratella to uncover a gem. I don't want to say Isaiah Pacheco, but that's what I want. I want Isaiah Pacheco with a fifth round pick, and he was a seventh round pick. So that should be easy for you, right, Rick?
Well, I did have a second round pick on Pacheco.
Nice.
I give it
should have been a second round pick.
I do a little Brooklyn brawler for you and give myself a pound. But, you know, how about Blake Watson out of Memphis, little combine snub. This guy's been on my radar all season long. So Brandon Thomas, the starting running back, goes down in training camp, tears his ACL. In comes Blake Watson, a transfer from Old Dominion. He arrives after spring ball, so really wasn't on the NFL scouting radar. I don't know if it was your show. We talked about how does a guy like this not get invited to the combine, but he was the MVP of the Hula Bowl. I thought he deserved to be the MVP of the Shrine Bowl. Does a little bit of everything well, run, block, catch. Now, at his pro day, I mean, he tore it up. I have it here. 4.440, 41.5-inch vert, 11'3" broad. Blake Watson out of Memphis. He'll be hanging out.
Sounds there. Like explosion, those numbers. Yeah. A lot of explosion. And that's always a good thing. Yeah, the Eagles, I guarantee the Eagles draft a running back on day three. I barely make guarantees, but I guarantee they're going to get.
It's a good draft kind of class for some bargain bin shopping. So yeah.
How deep do you think this draft is? A lot of people have criticized it and said, you know, if you got a lot of 6th, 7th round picks, you're better off getting some future picks.
Yeah, you know, my response to that is always every year there seems to be starters found on day three of the draft, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round. So if you do your homework and you do your due diligence and you stay true to your board and you're prepared and you cover your grounds, I think, you know, every draft you can find starters in every round. This year's draft, I've heard a lot of mixed things about the older age. I mean, I'll tell you what, look at these quarterbacks alone, 24, 25, 20.
Bo Nix, man.
Oh, my God.
Sam Hartman, I think, is older than me, right? Yeah. I don't know if Sam's getting drafted, but he.
Yeah, nah, probably not. You know, he's on the fringe there. But, you know, I think with the NIL, a lot of these guys, I know when I did the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, we lost a lot. Like, day three. Guys were our specialty niche there for that all-star game. We lost so many guys last year to NIL deals. They go back to school. They go collect $50,000, $150,000, and, you know, go hang out in college for another year. I think it's the new normal, so get used to it. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing because you're getting guys now that are just more ready. But, like, to your point, you know, the Eagles are a team. They're built to win now, so whether it's Latu, who has a medical injury, or an older player who might not be there for a second go-around or a second contract, I think the Eagles are a team that one of the few teams I can afford to roll the dice, right, and get a little risque. Like, this kid, you know, Tavondre Sweat, like, talk about falling off a cliff because he got a DUI. Oh, man, this guy.
Bad timing, man. Bad timing.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll tell you what. This guy is a mountain mover. He's a first-round talent for me. Somebody's going to get an incredible steal. I don't think he makes it out of the top 100 still, but, like, no, everybody stopped talking about that guy. Whew.
Yeah, everybody's scared nowadays. You know, anything happens. You know, it's the world we live in. But you're right. You know, some GMs will look at that as tremendous value and try to make that decision and live with the consequences. At Rick Saratella, make sure you follow Rick on X, Twitter. He does a tremendous job. NFL Draft Bible for many years, the creator of that, one of the best draft guys in the business. All Access Football, I love the hats. Edmonton Elks, too. Advanced scout for the Edmonton Elks.
Hey, April 30th is the CFL draft. Don't forget
April
about
30th,
that.
The CFL. So we'll put a asterisk on that as well. So I'm going to put you on the spot here and say, I mean, because I know my perception, we know Howie Roseman. And the one thing he said it last week in his draft availability, Rick, he said, I like the trades. He's going to trade up. He might trade back. He's probably not going to pick a 22. Just give me a player. Give me a player for Philadelphia. First round of this draft.
I'm going to go Jared Verse, man, the nice. Albany Dane transfer to Florida State.
Jody loves that, Albany.
High motor guy, man, has dealt with adversity on and off the field, just really can get after it. And I think if you're looking for a guy to maybe offset some of that Hassan Reddick production versus your guy, one of those older guys that you can plug and play. And I think somebody who could be a double-digit annual – kind of sack master in the National Football League.
Yeah, I probably put too much stock into Howie, his pre-draft press conference, because he got really rare for Howie. He got a little bit frustrated with a question over Hassan Reddick, and it was basically saying, wait, something else is coming. And it might be Jared Verse. I focused on Latu, but hey, if either one of us is right, Howie will probably say, I told you, maybe. He used the word vacuum. It doesn't happen in a vacuum, Rick. All these moves lead to other moves. But always good to see you, buddy. Tremendous job with the NFL draft. Love Rick Saratella. And I'll probably try to get you back after the draft. I know you're very busy, but
yeah. We got to do it before May 7th. I got to leave.
Before May, I'll get you on before May
7th. CFL training camp.
CFL training camp. All right.
Hey,
I got that marked down. Appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, we'll chat soon. Thank you.
We'll put a bow on the show. I'll say it to Jody again, since we're talking about Albany. More Birds 365 after the break.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club.
Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.